This is your Classical Break, your daily dose of classical music. I'm Tyler Alderson, and today we'll be finishing up with Brahms' First Symphony. Brahms had been working on this symphony on and off for a while, never really finding enough inspiration to put it all together. And the finale is actually the first evidence we have of him seeing clearly what he wanted to do with the symphony. And the evidence comes in a card he sent to one of his closest lifelong friends. When he was a young up-and-coming composer, Brahms was championed by the musical power duo of Robert and Clara Schumann, a married couple who were the first to anoint him the next Beethoven. But unfortunately, Robert was plagued throughout his life by mental health issues. People have brought forward all kinds of diagnoses now, including depression, bipolar, schizophrenia. Back then, the science was nowhere near what it is today, and so after a suicide attempt, Robert ended up institutionalized, and he died in an asylum at the age of 46. Clara was left as a 37-year-old widow, but soldiered on, continuing to work as a pianist and continuing to champion Brahms. Now, their friendship would last for the rest of their lives, and she remained his closest musical confidant. He'd often send her bits of whatever he was working on, and he'd ask for her advice whenever he finished. But there were also hints that their relationship went much further than that. One of Brahms' early letters to Clara includes this intriguing passage, quote, "I can do nothing but think of you and gaze constantly at your dear letter and portrait. What have you done to me? Can't you remove the spell that you have cast over me?" Now, this was when Robert was still alive, but he was institutionalized. Brahms was 21, and Clara was 36. And it also happens to be the year that Brahms started work on the few sketches that would turn into his first symphony after 21 years. Nowadays, people often go the TMZ route, and they ask, well, you know, did they... But it's not so simple as that. There's a lot of reputation tied up in how a married or a widowed woman acted. And besides, this was a time with no birth control, lots of diseases floating around. So whether or not they consummated anything isn't really the point. Because they obviously had very strong feelings towards each other, whether they were romantic or otherwise. Brahms didn't have great relationships with women. He seemed to prefer prostitutes to courtship. So whatever it was, his relationship with Clara was the closest he got to a long-term partner. And it informed his music, both in the literal sense, that she helped edit and guide his composing, and in the more abstract sense. She's almost certainly the subject of much of his music. So when he finally had the idea for the tune that forms the backbone of this finale, who else would he write to but Clara? Quote, "Thus blew the shepherd's horn," he announced triumphantly, a reference to the rustic feel of the melody. And you can hear that triumph right through to the end of this piece. Brahms had finally fulfilled his potential and written a symphonic masterpiece. Here's the Muse Open Symphony with the finale of Brahms' First Symphony. There's such a rush of energy right at the end, and it really does sound like something Beethoven could have written. Brahms, at least outwardly, wasn't a huge fan of some of the comparisons between him and Beethoven. He at one point said, any ass can see that, when people noted the influence that the former composer had on him. But he also was obviously quite pleased with being compared to one of his greatest idols. Thanks to the Muse Open Symphony for putting that up on museopen.org. And thank you for listening. If you have the chance, please rate and review this podcast wherever it is that you're getting it. I'm Tyler Alderson, and next week for your classical break, we'll be listening to some Mozart, some Telemann, and we'll start things off with Ravel's noble and sentimental waltzes. I'll see you then.